Joining us now on Everything at Noon is State Representative Chris Taylor. Representative, you obviously are on the board yesterday on the committee that decided, obviously you had a different vote than what the ultimate decision was, to suspend the gun training rule. What exactly was the conversation and how did we get to this point?
Well, I think that's a really good question. You know, most people you talk to and even individuals who are very supportive of concealed carry will say that having some reasonable training requirement is a really good thing. We require it of hunters. Certainly, any law enforcement person is put through an extensive training. So we unfortunately got to this point because the Attorney General did propose some administrative rules because the Attorney General's, the DOJ, is responsible for administrating the permits, concealed weapon permits. And what they did was something that I thought was very, very reasonable. And I got to say, I don't always agree with the Attorney General, but in this case, I thought what they did was very reasonable. And they looked at what other states were doing and what kind of the standard was for training on concealed weapons. And they came up with a rule that said a person who wants to get a concealed carry permit has to undergo 4 hours of training. And what this committee, the majority of this committee, did yesterday was suspend that piece of the rule. And the unfortunate consequence of that is it really leaves us with no objective training requirements. There's still this very vague training requirement that people get training, but there's no teeth to enforce that because it's very subjective. So, and this is really what the Attorney General testified to, it really leaves us with no training requirement currently, which I think is a really, really bad idea. I think it's bad for public safety. And I think it's bad for individuals who are applying to get these permits. Certainly, we should require some degree of training.
Representative, I've got to ask, and I was kind of following along during the committee meeting yesterday for the administrative rules, and I didn't get any indications of this, but I know some people kind of wonder, was this possibly a bait and switch where maybe some of the vagueness during the original debate, the original discussion, might have been intentional to kind of put us at this point, knowing fully well, had they said, well, there are no minimum requirements during the original debate, it would have never passed, whereas now they can kind of go back and say, well, wait a second here, let's kind of do away with this?
Well, it does seem like this is turning out to really be a lot of political posturing. The fact of the matter is, the legislature, when they passed concealed carry, did not define what training requirements should be required under this bill. So they passed the buck, basically. They said, look, we're going to punt this, and we're going to leave it vague. And so, you know, when the Attorney General and the DOJ gets this bill that they're supposed to implement, they say, the legislature didn't even define this term, so we're going to have to come up with something. So I do think it was deliberate. I think that had this specific term and the specific aspects of a training requirement been discussed in this legislature, and the intent of the Republicans became clear, which is to have no training requirement, a lot of Democrats would not have voted for this bill. And in fact, Senator Lena Taylor, who's on the JCRER committee, said, look, if I had known we weren't going to have any training requirements, I would not have supported this bill.
State Representative Chris Taylor joining us here on Everything at Noon. Representative, I've got to ask, for people who are now kind of scratching their heads, they're kind of saying, where does this leave us? Where exactly, for people, let's just say somebody says, I do want to get a concealed carry permit. Where are we left now?
Well, that's a very good question. It seems to me like we are left in the situation that people are going to have to say they had some training, but it's not specified what that training needs to be. It's not specified what kind of course or what kind of time. And there's no ability to verify that training. So it seems to me like it's pretty much very open that, you know, anybody can get a concealed weapon permit now who says, yeah, you know, 20 years ago I might have had some training. And those people are going to be eligible. And that's the result of suspending this emergency rule that was implemented. Now, there is an opportunity. There are final rules that the DOJ is going to propose. And in those final rules, you know, I will certainly be pushing, and I think a lot of my Democrat colleagues will be pushing, to have some specific training requirements, whether it be a specific course or a specific curriculum. But I think it's absolutely imperative that for the health and the safety of our citizens that people receive training. But for now, it looks like we have a very vague training standard that pretty much anybody could meet.
Are you concerned at all that there was no opportunity for the public yesterday to speak, to give their input?
I was very concerned. I brought this issue up. I really think that this committee did not follow what the law requires us to do. And what the law says is that when this committee considers suspending an emergency rule or any rule, that we have a public hearing on the issue. And yesterday, the public was not allowed to testify, and I know there were people there who would have liked to have testified. It was only invited speakers. There were only two speakers that were invited to testify. So again, you know, the unfortunate history of the Republicans in blocking public access to hearings, making it harder for people to participate, continues.
Madison area State Representative Chris Taylor. Chris, thank you so much for your time. You have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Sean.
And our very own Lindsay Ajivor tells us why there's no place like the Regent neighborhood.